Yoim Rishon B'Shabbes, Parshiyas Bahar B'Chukosai, Shir 567. There was once an individual, a very wealthy fellow, who was going on a trip to Europe. And before he would go, he would usually call Rabbi Aaron Cutler and ask his rishus before he left. One time he called, and Rabbi Aaron asked him to give a message to a dayan in London about a certain inyan. So this person agreed, he took the message, and he was instructed to relay the dayan's response when he came back. Rabbi Aaron wished him a good trip, and he told him, now you're a shliach mitzvah. Now that you're giving over a message to the dayan, you're going with a shlichus of a mitzvah, and the Gemara says, shluchei mitzvah are protected. A few minutes later, he got another phone call, this person, and it was a baron. And he said, I told you previously that since you agreed to fulfill my request, you became a shliach mitzvah. I want to tell you I shouldn't have said that to you. Anyone who travels for parnosa is also a shliach mitzvah. That was the message he wanted to convey. That's why he called him back. And it's important for us to understand that. A person feels that a mitzvah is only if he's shaking a lulav, putting on tefillin, learning Torah, doing something that seems to be an objective mitzvah. But a person being Isaac in Parnassah, a person doing things to help support himself, to support his family, is also a mitzvah. Every time we do Ratzon Hashem, we're doing a mitzvah. And that's what Rabbi Aaron was teaching him. Don't think it's only the message that he's giving over. The fact that he's earning Parnassah is also a mitzvah.